Hey everyone, and welcome back to Chit Chat About That. I'm your host, Pookie Poo. Welcome back, and if you're new, thanks for stopping by. You're in for a crazy ride. So this segment is going to be about taboo topics that we should not discuss at work. The number one topic that we should not discuss at work is your love life or your sex life. It can become a little sensitive or touchy or just inappropriate for some people. Not everyone enjoys listening to anyone else's love life or sex life, and some people do. So that's why you have to know when and where and who to discuss your personal life with. If you're at work, let it be about business. If you talk to someone at work that you're close with, go on lunch break together and you can have those kind of conversations. But when you're at work, you should keep it professional so that you don't offend anyone in any way, shape, or form. At work, you should not be talking about your love life, your sex life, politics, religion. Those are things that you keep out of the workplace because they can cause a lot of controversy, and you don't want that at all. So I brought this topic up because at work recently we had a meeting and we had to go around and just answer some questions about ourselves to introduce to new employees and to bring up any things that happened recently in our life that we, you know, we're happy about or excited about or sad about, etc. And when it was one of my coworkers' turn to answer something that no one really knows about her that's like a talent, I'm thinking she was going to say she grows fruits and veggies, she takes care of animals, I mean something like that because of who she is. And she answered with a secret talent that no one knows, or not many know, is that she gives good BJs. Now, if you don't know what a BJ is, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast, but it's something that a woman gives a man. And, you know, in behind closed doors, etc., etc. And three things went on. There was a lot of shocked people, a lot of embarrassed people, and a lot of laughing. And it went in that order. And it was kind of confusing to me as well because your manager's here, other employees are here, young, middle-aged, and older. And that's just something that you have to be careful with because you don't know who has a sense of humor and who doesn't. I have a sense of humor and nothing offends me unless you're personally attacking me and my character. But I love taboo topics, so it didn't offend me. It just was shocking because we were all at work. But I just want you guys to let me know what you think about this situation. Drop your comments, your add-ins, whatever you would like to say about this podcast, and just let me know what you think about this. Should she have said that as an answer, or do you think that, you know, what the heck, live life, she can say it? Like, what are your inputs? You know, drop me a video or comment and let me know what you think. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in my next podcast. Bye. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Chit Chat About That. I'm your host, Pookie Poo. Welcome back, and if you're new, thanks for stopping by. You're in for a crazy ride. So this segment is going to be about taboo topics that we should not discuss at work. The number one topic that we should not discuss at work is your love life or your sex life. It can become a little sensitive or touchy or just inappropriate for some people. Not everyone enjoys listening to anyone else's love life or sex life, and some people do. So that's why you have to know when and where and who to discuss your personal life with. If you're at work, let it be about business. If you talk to someone at work that you're close with, go on lunch break together and you can have those kind of conversations. But when you're at work, you should keep it professional so that you don't offend anyone in any way, shape, or form. At work, you should not be talking about your love life, your sex life, politics, religion. Those are things that you keep out of the workplace because they can cause a lot of controversy, and you don't want that at all. So I brought this topic up because at work recently we had a meeting and we had to go around and just answer some questions about ourselves to introduce to new employees and to bring up any things that happened recently in our life that, you know, we're happy about or excited about or sad about, etc. And when it was one of my coworkers' turn to answer something that no one really knows about her that's like a talent. I'm thinking she was going to say she grows fruits and veggies, she takes care of animals, I mean something like that because of who she is. And she answered with a secret talent that no one knows, or not many know, is that she gives good BJs. Now, if you don't know what a BJ is, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast, but it's something that a woman gives a man. And, you know, in behind closed doors, et cetera, et cetera. And three things went on. There was a lot of shocked people, a lot of embarrassed people, and a lot of laughing. And it went in that order. And it was kind of confusing to me as well, because your manager's here, other employees are here, young, middle-aged, and older. And that's just something that you have to be careful with, because you don't know who has a sense of humor and who doesn't. I have a sense of humor and nothing offends me unless you are personally attacking me and my character. But I love taboo topics, so it didn't offend me. It just was shocking because we were all at work. But I just want you guys to let me know what you think about this situation. Drop your comments, your add-ins, whatever you would like to say about this podcast, and just let me know what you think about this. Should she have said that as an answer, or do you think that, you know, what the heck, live life, she can say it? Like, what are your inputs? You know, drop me a video or comment and let me know what you think. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in my next podcast. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.